There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Today we have my good friend, not Sean's, but my really good friend.
From San Antonio. No,
just joking. Yeah. In all seriousness, Peter Hernandez. Peter is actually with VP of Citizen Home Solutions and such a great guy, great friend of ours, but also your company helps service our clients. So I really want to touch on today, the episode is going to be building lasting relationships. But to start off, I kind of want to have you give us a little background on yourself.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you guys very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I watch just about every single one of them. So thank you for having me. Little background on me. So I am originally from Dallas, Texas. So I am a Texan. I am my background, I guess, as far as career goes, I've been in the property management, real estate, investment industry for probably the last 10, 12 years mm-hmm. or so. Different variations, whether it be real estate or property management and so forth, even preservation. But been involved with that entire realm for about that long. Enjoyed every single minute of it. And so that's what I've been doing for the latter part of my life.
Nice. So the very first time, I think I met you at maybe one of the conferences, and I was just drawn to you because you were such a connector and I didn't know anybody at the conference, and you introduced yourself. Yeah, I think you probably were the first person I met. So one thing I've always noticed is that you are great at nurturing those relationships and building lasting relationships. Is that something that just comes natural to you, or?
It does come natural. Obviously, when you're trying to build a business relationship, mm-hmm. you've got to put some thought into that as well. But I think it's got to come naturally. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned, walking into a room, not knowing anyone, and kind of putting yourself in their shoes. You walk into this huge room, you don't know who's in there, you maybe don't know anyone, but to have someone just reach out, introduce themselves and give you a handshake, I think that goes a long way. Not everyone does it, but I think it's a great first step to connecting with people just right off the bat.
Yeah, you're really good at that, because that's one thing to introduce yourself to me, but to keep this relationship going, for 3 or 4 years now, and always constantly reaching out, hey, how you doing, and you have this awesome group, the PM Health group, which I've met so many amazing friends in that group, and you started that group. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So the PM Health Group is it's a social, it's a community, mm-hmm. really. It does tie back in with just getting to know people, connecting with people. People often say I'm a people person, but I always hear that and I really wonder, are you really a people person? Yeah. Because it does require more than just saying, saying hello and then just walking away. One thing that I'll get back to the PM Health Group here in a second, but one thing that I think really identifies a people person is someone who, like you said, just continues to build on and mm-hmm. continues to connect with people, after weeks, months, and years. I think one way that people do that a lot is by remembering or letting their phone remind them of someone's birthday. I think mm-hmm. that's probably the easiest way that people think that they connect with others,
yeah. right?
Your phone reminds you, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday. And so you reach out and you send them a birthday wish and whatnot. But I think that's just, that's almost systematic, mm-hmm. To where one thing I love to do is every morning, if I'm running, working out, riding on my bike, whatever it is that I'm doing, I really try to make it a point to think of a friend that morning and say, okay, who can I reach out to today? And just let them know how awesome they are and send them a, you know, send them a hello, say, say hi, thinking of you, and just do that. Well, we've been able to do that with the PM Health Group. So the PM Health Group is it's a social community, property managers who can unplug from their day-to-day, from their work, their operations, their, you know, their everyday routine, and bring in a personal touch of their life to this group, to other people, other friends, other property managers. It started with, honestly, it started with a goal that I can't say that I wanted to start. The doctor said, hey, you've got to do something about your health. And so that's where it kind of started. Made some changes in my lifestyle, and all for the better. And then the friends, peers, you know, property managers, partners started seeing these changes and started asking, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? We could see some changes. More and more people, friends, were asking. So I thought, I wonder if it would be worth creating a Facebook group where we could kind of share our story, share our struggles, our accomplishments, you know, our goals, hold each other accountable. It was just a lot of questions that I was asking myself. So I said, you know what, let's give it a try. And sure enough, a lot of our partners, friends, and property managers are now a part of that group. And enjoy participating in that group and letting everyone kind of like letting your guard down and letting people know, hey, okay, I am a professional, but I still struggle with this in my personal life with some of these health challenges. And so that's what the PM Health Group is all about. And so far it's been something that everyone just really enjoys, but it's allowed for me to kind of connect with these friends and these property managers, these clients every single day.
I was just going to say that's a way for you to connect with them and stay engaged with them, you know, in business and in life. We all know property management is a high stress business to begin with. So, you know, to have that group is pretty awesome. Yeah.
Do you feel like people are able to, you're able to build lasting relationships because you are more vulnerable then? You are who you are, and people can relate to that than just a sales guy trying, you know, I'm not saying you're a sales guy, but I mean that role when, especially when you go to conferences, a lot of times it's going to feel like people have an agenda. And so is it through just you being yourself and just wanting to get to know somebody, those multiple questions. No,
those are great questions. And I think it does, vulnerability and just letting your guard down does help a lot. I think people want to have conversations. Yes, in the business world, you're going to hear someone pitch something. You're going to have someone tell you about their product or their service. But when you have a good, honest conversation with someone about them, not about your service, not about your product, but you start off with a conversation about them, I think we all want to do that. We all want to have conversations that are like that. And so when you make that connection, it allows for that conversation about business to come later. But that does open up the door. I think it opens up the door to those conversations and to those connections, because, you know, you're talking to someone who's willing to tell you what their struggles are, willing to tell you, hey, this is what I'm kind of having a hard time with. And it just connects you with that person.
Yeah. I think Joni had met you prior, but I got to meet you in Vegas right before the pandemic hit. But the one thing that I remember was, having those honest conversations, and you get to say, like, you know what? Like, I like this guy. Like, regardless, I don't even know what business he's in or what he does for a living, but I like him and I like being around him. But it creates, you know, and then, yes, it got around eventually to what you do. And we definitely are a client of yours and we use you guys. And excited to work with you on future stuff, but it started with you. It makes it the starting that relationship in business a lot easier if you really enjoy just being around the guy. So do you consciously, Joni had asked you, I guess, does it come natural? Do you really like, so every day, do you say, you know what, I'm going to touch 5 different people a day? Is it that proactive or is it just?
So it's not, it's definitely not something that I have like on my calendar, you know, it really isn't. Okay. I'm today I'm going to reach out to these five people. It really, you know, some people call it meditation, some people call it, you know, other things, but it's really just, okay, I kind of, a mental list of friends and clients or partners, you know, that maybe I haven't heard from or haven't reached out to in a while, and say, you know what, and something could, in my run, in my workout, could trigger me thinking of, you know, Joni, mm-hmm. you know, and say, you know, I need to send her a text, or I need to reach out and just say hi. You know, it could be anything. But it's definitely proactive, but it's not necessarily something that's like systematic.
Yeah.
One word that comes to mind when I think of you, Peter, is being authentic, like being true to who you are, but then also accepting others for how they are. Right. And that's whenever I've always, when the first time I met you, you were so authentic, and I appreciate that. And, you know, for our listeners, like, you know, who try to strive to be, you know, better every day, like what would you recommend, you know, for somebody, like how can they go about making a difference in somebody else's life? Or just, you know, I know you mentioned, you know, every day, just think of somebody if you want to connect with them.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think if you really want to connect, it's got to be genuine. You know, you really want to let this person know, let someone know that you're thinking of mm-hmm. them. If we're being honest, you know, who here doesn't want someone to say, hey, thought about you today, I hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
You know, you stop and wonder, wow, why did this person just randomly think of me and send me a text, right? So it makes us feel good. Mm-hmm. So those connections then start taking form and grow from there. You mentioned something about, you know, getting to know someone like the way you and I met, mm-hmm. and then later finding out about, you know, the business side of things. Again, it goes all back to conversations. If you like talking to people, and, you know, some may not, but mm-hmm. some of us like to talk to people, you don't go around the room and ask, you know, at a restaurant or wherever you're at, and ask, hey, what do you do? What do you do for, you know, what is your business, right? Normally, conversations start because, and my example, you'll see someone walking their dog. I have a dog. I love dogs. So I'll ask, hey, what's his or her name, right? And so that's an immediate connection. You don't walk up to someone and say, are you an attorney, or what do you do for a living, right? There's a
Sean
connection.
Might.
I might ask, are you going to the club today?
Yeah.
I mean, true, yeah, you did ask me that. So.
He did drill me with like 1,000 questions over lunch, so yeah. But even those questions, there's a reason behind those questions, right? Mm-hmm. You want to get to know someone, right? And so that's where those connections start, I believe. And they've got to be genuine. They've got to be because you have an interest in people. Mm-hmm.
And that was my next question, was like, how do you take the, especially in a business setting or a business conference, take the transactional piece out of it? And I think you nailed it there with, it's starting off with just the conversation, getting to know the person. The transaction will follow.
Right. Mm-hmm. And agreed.
And so it's just getting to know them and having genuine conversations. So, it's awesome. Earlier I asked you, and I thought you had a good, how do you nurture relationships in business, but yet, I guess where this is coming from is if you want to continue to grow the company that, you know, you're with and you work for. And so, and a lot of times that aspect is closing additional clients. And sometimes if you got very loyal clients and you've done a really great job of servicing them, you know, you got loyal people following you, and it's much easier to close a new transaction that somebody doesn't know you by introducing them to somebody that does know you. And hopefully they can almost be your sales advocate. So how do you nurture the relationship that you already have with these people, but not burn that bridge or jeopardize the relationship by trying to close new stuff by, I guess, you know, overusing your existing clients?
Yeah, I like when we were talking about that earlier. I like that question because it really talks to the point of, you don't, I would hope that you don't create relationships or friendships because there's an interest behind it, right? They've got to be sincere. You've got to,
going back to the genuine.
Yeah, you've got to be genuine, right? And so is it easier to close a deal by reaching out to someone that's already using a service and say, hey, could you talk to so-and-so and kind of, you know, help me out here, or have that person reach out to someone that's already using you? Could that be easier? Absolutely. But that's not the reason why you're connecting with that person to begin with. the answer that I gave you earlier was when you create enough connections, when you have enough, you know, partners mm-hmm. and friends out there, they will advocate for you all day long.
Naturally. Oh, yeah.
Just,
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So if someone is considering using, you know, our business, our service, and may have some questions about it, may be on the fence, I guarantee you they're going to have a conversation with a peer that's probably already a friend of mine. Uh-huh. And they're going to say, hey, I'm thinking about using Citizen Home Solutions. You know, I don't know. Have you used them? Have you heard anything about them? I guarantee you that friend will immediately say, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully. I'm sure they'll say something positive, right?
Yeah.
So that's – but the question is, how do you not abuse maybe? Mm-hmm. Abuse the friendship, right? Well, and I don't know if this is the answer that really we should put out there, but I said earlier, maybe it doesn't make any business sense, but we don't. We don't. Citizen Home Solutions, and it's just also my culture and the culture that I try to communicate to the rest of the team is, you know, don't use friendships necessarily for that. Mm-hmm. If you have a really good relationship with folks, the word of mouth, you know, someone being a good advocate of your service will just come naturally, mm-hmm. but it boils down to those relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I appreciate that. And that's being real and
authentic.
Yeah, sincere. And to be honest with you, it's probably unique. You probably are unique, but it's also I think
that's kind of what. Yeah, exactly. That's what kind of sets you guys apart from everybody else as well. Because I remember during the pandemic, you know, where you were reaching out to me all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, Peter, can you come to my huddle and kind of motivate my team? You were the only vendor that, for the most part, reached out, which is, I mean, it's a great quality because I think that sets you apart from a lot out there.
I see how it's been, you know, in my personal life, it's been gratifying, and so and it you know carries over to the business, and so that's why it's something that I want to always share with my team and everyone that you know that's part of our company is if you follow that culture, you know, good things come from that. Yeah,
absolutely. I'd like for you to talk a little bit about what Citizen Home Solution does for our clients and what you do for others out there.
Sure. So, you know, I'm Vice President of Citizen Home Solutions. It's a utility concierge service. Mm-hmm. So our current motto is designed to help residents for either property managers, new homeowners, for realtors, you know, any kind of client for a turnkey service, you know, anything in that realm. It's designed to help those folks that are moving into their new home, to assist them with utilities. So, you know, we all know that moving is a huge pain.
It's a headache.
Yeah, it's a headache, right? So
nobody likes to do it.
And so not having to worry about utilities is one thing that they can mm-hmm. just check off their list, right? And so that's what we do. We create a what we call a great move-in experience because we're reaching out to those residents on your behalf, welcoming them to their new home and assisting them with utilities. Mm-hmm. And we're doing this all on the behalf of the property manager. So it's an extension of your company. Mm-hmm. We're reaching out saying, hey, welcome to your new home. We are here to assist you. So it's one less thing you have to worry about. And if you need our help or if you could use our help, we're here to help you. So it really just kind of enhances the experience that property managers, realtors, and all these other folks are really trying to create and enhances that experience.
That's awesome. Yeah. We're always about the experience and customer service mm-hmm. and creating we talked about this morning, an extraordinary customer service. So it's like an extraordinary experience. And so I think by doing that, it's if you have somebody like, hey, so on the leasing process, they sign their lease, next steps, hey, you know, reach out to Citizens Home Solutions. They're going to assist you and guide you along the whole way. If you take any of the pain points, which you guys do for us, you know, that just makes us look better than
even yeah, we can provide a work. Better service. Yeah. I mean, because there's so many moving parts in this business, and for us to be able to do all of that, that's why we appreciate you guys so much, you know, taking that load off us, and our clients are happier as well because you're servicing them the right way.
Yeah.
So I had a question for you. If we had a listener that young, just starting out, or maybe somebody that's restarting in a new industry, you know, you've built your way up to VP of Citizens Home Solutions. If they're just starting out, what do you recommend for them? Like, what as far as career paths, advice, you know, to climb and build, you know, what advice would you have for them?
Wow, that's a big one. I think I would say, you know, and it's just something hard to do when you're young.
Yeah.
Because you know, there's a lot of things you don't figure out until you're a little older, right? But you even if you're young, just try to figure out. Try to make sure that what you're doing is something that you enjoy and you have a passion for. It can't just be a job. Mm-hmm. A job can sure will give you a paycheck at the end of the week, but it's gonna be something that you have to enjoy and have a passion for. It may take a little while to discover what that is, but I think you have to kind of just evaluate yourself periodically. Mm-hmm. Like I said, even when you're young, it's you know especially when you're young, it's maybe easier said than done, but just kind of evaluate where you're at in life. What are my next steps? Set goals for yourself, and that kind of just kind of sets you up for you know for the future.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's perfect. I love how you said that because you talk a lot about that about you know evaluating yourself and yeah. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you do, you want to be happy, right? And that's why we're all here.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to ask you too. What's your goals for the next 5 years? What's your next is how we usually frame it. And I asked you this earlier, and so I appreciate it because there was something that I thought was unique, and maybe you can talk to that because your next, even if it was an opportunity, unless it was just some substantial opportunity that
cut me a check for like $1 million a year, then yeah.
but if it was, you know, that you wouldn't, there's certain opportunities that you wouldn't, non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. That's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that because you don't hear that very often. But so just explain, like, what are some of your goals and maybe explain your non-negotiables.
Absolutely. So, yeah. You know, you said what's next? What's, you know, the five-year plan? What's happening in 5 years? And I think my answer just, your jaw just dropped because...
I wasn't thinking about this.
You know, you don't normally hear these kind of answers, right? But you said I see you as a people person, you know, personality, connections. And I told you that I although I enjoy that very, very much, it's just something that's just natural to me. I also enjoy processes, procedures, creating those kind of systems for companies. And so what is next? You know, for Citizen Home Solutions, and you know, I said this earlier, and you were like, why? Yeah. But you know, my next is to be able to position ourselves, and this is conversations that we've had with you know with our board or executive team, and just position Citizen Home Solutions to a point where we could be, you know, acquired or merged or something similar to that, and to be able to know, you know what. Your involvement in being able to do that, you know, where the company started and to be able to position the company to be able to achieve that goal. I think that's definitely what's on our radar. Mm-hmm. What that would mean for me in my personal career or life, well, that would be, you know, and again, this is conversations that we've had, so very, very open about it, would be to, you know, very soon move into a CEO position and so forth. But the company or positioning the company to be able to make these changes, like to either be acquired or merge with another company. I think that was a bit of a surprise to you because you said, well, why would you want to do that? You know, why would you, and I guess in the back of everyone's head is like, well, wouldn't that mean that you'd have to look for another job at some point, right? But, but you know, going back to how, you know, processes and procedures and systems, to be able to have that on your list as an achievement, as something that you accomplished and say, you know, my experience with this company was we started here, we created this, and this was the end result.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff drives me. So that's what's next for you. You know, for Citizen and for me. Yeah.
That's
and
pretty
you,
cool.
And I loved it because I said, "What? When are you moving? When are you moving to Dallas?" and you're like, "I won't." And
Speaking of non-negotiables, right? So to your question, yeah, that was one of them. You know, you. You mentioned, so where's headquarters? I said, Dallas. Yeah. And you said, how often are you there? I said, you know, once, twice a month, three days at a time. So when are you moving there? You know, again, conversations that we've had with the executive team, that's not negotiable.
Yeah.
I go there about twice a month. But you spend a lot of time working, focused on your career, your work, your job, the company. and maybe, and I'm not saying it's a good thing, but maybe a really small portion of your life is spent, or your time is spent enjoying yourself, enjoying your life. Well, I want to make sure that that small part that I do have as a personal life, that I enjoy it every day. And that for me right now is Austin. I you know, I love Austin. So to say, hey, yeah, we need you to move to Dallas. Yeah, that's just not going to happen.
Non-negotiable.
Well, what do you have any books or podcasts besides The Wolf's Den that you can recommend that you...
I think I've heard of The Wolf's Den once or twice.
Yeah. Only Joni.
Endless References is one of them. You would think by hearing the title, you would think it's a book of, you know, coaching or teaching people how to create more references, more referrals, and you know, how to get more business out of it. But it really touches on creating relationships. So Endless Referrals, Endless Referrals is the name, and it touches on the importance of connecting with people so that the referrals come.
That's probably right along what, you know, what you do.
Yeah, that's great.
And how can people get involved with you? Whether maybe they're in the PM industry and they don't know about the PM Health Group, how can they get involved there?
Absolutely. We'd love to have you guys, you know, anyone.
Citizens Home Solutions, how can they reach out to you?
You know, and that's the thing. So Citizen Home Solutions is honestly who powers, you know, that health group, because, you know, I work for Citizen, right? So it's powered by Citizen Home Solutions. If they want to be a part of it, Facebook, it's PM Health Group is the name of the group. They want to connect with me. You know, there's obviously, emails and websites that they could go to. Our pmcpartner.com is our main page, and connect that way. But Facebook through the health group is probably the best way. Yeah.
Awesome. Nice. So yeah, I mean, if you're a property manager and not using, you know, Citizens Home Solutions, I highly recommend that you reach out to Peter Hernandez. Also turnkey providers out there.
Turnkey realtors. Property management.
So hedge funds. Anybody that is managing large groups of assets, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, right? You don't want to deal with the headaches, and you get paid for it.
And you get we do have a revenue share program. Absolutely, that you know, that makes it's part of using us. So
well, we appreciate it. Yeah. We appreciate the relationship with you.
Thank you.
And Citizens Home Solutions. So thank you for taking the time, coming down here, meeting with us. I enjoyed lunch today, so thank you very much.
It's been fun, and thank you both for having me.
Awesome. Do you have anything else?
That's it. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
All right.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Cog, cog, cogging.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.